Good morning. I want to start today with a strange claim. The laws of physics are not strong enough to explain the world you see. They are necessary, but they're not sufficient. That sounds wrong, so let me explain. Imagine I give you the rules of chess. Not a board. Not pieces. Just the rules. Those rules allow a lot of games. They allow brilliant games. They allow terrible games. They allow games that end quickly and games that drag on forever. But the rules do not explain why any particular game actually happens. Permission is not persistence. That distinction matters more than most textbooks admit. Now imagine a pile of sand. Physics allows that pile of sand to exist. It allows each grain to sit there peacefully. But physics also allows the pile to collapse. Or blow away. Or scatter. Nothing in the laws of physics promises the pile will stay a pile. If you want it to last, you need something else. You need structure. Here's the mistake people often make. They learn the laws and think, well, if the laws allow something, then given enough time, it should appear. That's like saying, if English grammar allows novels, then letters on a page should eventually write one. They won't. Most allowed arrangements are garbage. Think about a house. The laws of physics allow bricks, wood, nails, gravity. But if you dump those materials in a yard and wait, you don't get a house. You get a mess. The laws permit houses. They do not assemble them. They do not maintain them. And most importantly, they do not protect them from falling apart. Now let's zoom out. The universe follows simple rules. Very simple rules. And yet we see atoms, stars, storms, cells, brains. So the real question isn't, why do the laws allow structure? The real question is, why doesn't everything collapse immediately? Because most things do. Here's a story. When I was a young physicist, I thought complexity was inevitable. Give matter enough time, I thought, and interesting things must happen. That belief lasted until I tried to build a simple experiment. Everything failed. Things vibrated loose. Signals interfered. Timing drifted. Small errors multiplied. The universe wasn't cooperating. It wasn't hostile. It was indifferent. And indifference is brutal. Here's the key idea for today. The laws of physics tell you what can exist. They do not tell you what lasts. Lasting things face extra tests, noise, delay, interference, accidents. Passing those tests requires organization. And organization introduces new ways to fail. Think of a bicycle. A rock obeys physics. A bicycle obeys physics. But a bicycle has many more ways to break. If one bolt loosens, the whole thing can fail. If timing slips, motion collapses. More structure means more fragility. So why do structured things exist at all? Because some ways of being fragile are survivable. Most are not. This brings us to the main idea of this course. Nature is not full of clever designs. It is full of survivors. Things that last are not better. They are just harder to destroy. Everything else disappeared quietly. So when you see order, don't ask, why did nature build this? Ask, what kinds of things would fall apart if built any other way? That question will take you further than memorizing formulas. Let me end with one last image. Imagine walking through a forest after a storm. The trees still standing are not special. They are not the strongest in every way. They are simply the ones that didn't fall this time. Physics works the same way. What remains looks inevitable only because everything else is gone. Next time, we'll talk about how structures manage to hold themselves together. But today, remember just this. The laws of physics allow many worlds. We live in the one that didn't fall apart. Thank you.